It is Monday morning, and we try to be positive around here. And, you know, we got double positivity because, you know, Michael Giddens is going to sit in with us on Coach Poto's Positive Press. This is for Poto here. And,
yeah,
of course, you know, we have to give Giddens some love, too, sometimes. So we...
Oh, come on. Don't do that man.
That's better than the pink button over there.
Don't do that to my man Giddens.
That's
you got a point there.
He's Tinkerbell.
That's true.
Hey, you know, way back in April, and Omuk kept this.
Oh, man, he's got receipts.
We filled out a form to where we picked the winner of baseball division. Now, this is our positive press today, folks. We're going to be positive about this, but shows you that a good reason why Las Vegas has not called any one of the three of us.
Yes, true.
But, all right, so let's do this kind of quickly. We picked the division winners. We picked who would be in the World Series and who would win the World Series. First of all, we'll go with the AL Central. Coach Poto had the Minnesota Twins. Michael had the Kansas City Royals. I had the Detroit Tigers.
Gosh, that's where you need to put the womp button in.
Hey, at least you picked the White Sox, right?
Tigers.
Goodness
gracious, Tigers. Nobody
picked the White Sox. The White Sox are like 39 and 164. Yeah.
They're currently, or they're somewhere around 50 games back right now, so yeah. I think they might be out of it.
And they could set history, though,
yeah,
you know.
But, hey, positive, we got to keep it positive. They're going to have the number one overall draft pick.
That's true, and that number one overall pick would have a chance to play in Birmingham locally. So, yeah, man, look at that.
All right, so how good are the both of y'all?
Looking back on the Twins, it's been a good season. I think they'll punch a wild card ticket. They don't win the division necessarily. I mean, maybe they do, but – I can sleep at night knowing I picked the Twins back in April.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I think my pick's going to make the playoffs at the very least, and probably going to have the AL MVP, too, in Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, the Royals are fine. All right, let's go to the AL East. Your Red Sox.
Yeah, you know where my heart is.
But I'm going to tell you this. He did right in picking the Red Sox and the fact that, I'm going to be honest with you, in April, they were trash. They've come, I say trash, they were really not playing well. They've come on to have a very respectable season. They're over 500, and a couple of your very good friends are now pitching for them.
Yeah, I got two buddies on there, so I obviously got to go with them. But how about they also are playing a decent season with not their full roster? They've played the full season without their full roster.
Absolutely.
Good things to come next year for the Red Sox. And Alex Cora signed an extension, so my man ain't signing an extension if he doesn't know that the future is promising.
And Giddens, you pick the Rays.
I could tell midway through the season when they started trading everybody away that it was not going to be a good year for my pick or for J-Law, because that's his team. Don't forget.
The Rays. I mean, what do you expect? They're the Rays.
They normally always – I mean, the problem is American League East is just – it's tough. It's very competitive.
I picked the Toronto Blue Jays. Mm.
Your picks so far are fourth and fifth in divisions.
I'm getting better as we go through.
That's getting worse.
No, I'm talking about – with the rest
overall
of the division.
That youth movement in Toronto never took off, you know.
So then we go to the AL West, and my man Poto picked the team that's on top right now in the Houston Astros. That's not a bad pick at all. They're going to be there. You actually took somebody, Giddens, that is they were kind of on the fence the first year in Mariners, not doing bad.
They're hanging around.
I took the World Series champion Rangers, and they've let me down.
Yep.
I mean, they're not bad. But they're not – I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
But, again, back in April, that's not a bad pick. That's all you can look back and say.
Now let's go to the NL. Let's go to the NL East. Poto and I chose the hapless, hurting, need-to-be-in-the-hospital Atlanta Braves. Only one player in their starting lineup has not made the IL this year, and that is Matt
Olson.
Yeah. Everybody else has been in the hospital at some point.
And I didn't want to make the pick I made, but I felt like it was probably about time for it to happen.
And I'll be honest with you, they're going to be hard. You pick the Phillies, they're going to be hard to beat.
Yep.
And the pitching, the hitting, the experience with all those experienced players they've got, they haven't changed much.
Nope.
But people haven't figured out how to beat them yet.
Nope. Yeah. And they just got that, for lack of a better word, just that chip on their shoulder.
They got that it.
They do.
That it factor.
Like a couple weeks ago, maybe last week, Bryce Harper, somebody got hit with a pitch. and the players before the ball even ended up on his back were already on the top step ready to go. So that's different type of mentality. That's going out and looking for trouble.
Yeah, and the thing about it, we've harped on the Braves' injury problems all year, but the Phillies have had injury issues too, and they fought right through it. And they have the best record in baseball, I think, at this point. So, I mean, like you said, they're going to be tough. I just hope when it comes, you know, AL or NLCS time, they choke like they have been.
Well, I will tell you this about the Braves, though. My thumbs up to Snicker. With all of the injuries they've had, to have the record they have and be right there in the chase to get in a wild card. Now, let's go to the NL West, because Poto's been pretty good most of this time. But my man Giddens took the easy route. He took the Dodgers. I said I wouldn't choose the Dodgers if they were the only team to choose. So I took the Padres, and I'm going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah. That's not a bad pick. Padres are,
I'm telling you,
hot right now.
Yeah, Poto took the Giants.
The Giants. So disappointing. And trust me, I deserve every bit of that. But just quickly, my logic and reason, new manager Bob Melvin, they got Blake Snell, Logan Webb at top of the rotation. I just didn't expect them to lay the egg that they did. And plus, them and the Dodgers are huge rivals, right?
Yes.
So knowing that your rival is arguably the best team in baseball, that should challenge you a little bit. But, yeah, it's a season to forget in San Francisco.
And your pick, the Dodgers, they're rolling along, but they're not as good as what people thought they would be.
Well, they have tons of power in that lineup, but their injury issues to their starting rotation allow for, you know, if you got a team that can hit the ball, you can run up the score against the Dodgers. So, at the very least, all their playoff games should be fun to watch.
And I'm going to say this for the Braves fans who – when Acuna is healthy and he's on the field, you got a chance to win. I don't care what the other eight are doing. You got a chance to win. You can say that, too, about Ohtani. I'm sorry. When he's at the plate, he's good.
Yeah, he's probably going to be the first designated hitter in a long time, possibly ever. You'll have to help me out in my baseball history to win the MVP.
I'm not sure. I'll have to look back at the old Boston Red Sox. I think Carl Yastrzemski might have done that one time.
He might have been playing left field. I think you're correct on that.
Ortiz finished pretty high in voting.
Yeah, he
times.
Never got the actual first place. But
I'll say this. If somebody has won it from that position, it had to be from the American League.
Yeah,
I'm just
trying to flip through the Rolodex in my head. The only one that maybe rings a bell is the Big Hurt. Frank Thomas, but other than that, you might be on.
You may be on with something.
I mean, it's a 50-50 season. I mean, that's just insane. You don't have to play in the field. If you're doing that at the plate and running the bases, you're going to win MVP every time.
That's right.
Let's go to the NL Central. And this is where Giddens fell off the train. He picked the Cincinnati Reds.
I mean, they got Ellie De La Cruz. I thought it made sense, but
Actually, and me and Poto both took the Cubs. Now, laugh if you want, but in the last month and a half, the Cubbies are the hottest team in baseball, and they're right there. They may, and I'm going to tell you right now, tell me this, Poto, if they get in the playoffs, I would not want to play them in the first round.
Absolutely not, because October is a thing of momentum. I mean, if you've got it, you've got it, and don't give them a chance to get it.
That's the thing about the new way the playoffs are set up is these wild card teams that win the series, the teams that are hosting the division don't seem to have any momentum at all.
Yep, you're right.
And
right.
The other team comes in hot.
All right, now I'm going to give everybody's World Series teams participants, and I want both of you to tell me which of the three of us has the most logical chance of coming true. Okay? First of all, Poto was the Mariners and the Braves.
Nah, if that were a seesaw, it's going back and forth. I don't think that is a good pick. Now, the Mariners have a chance. The Braves, no way, Jose.
Giddens has the Yankees and the Braves. What do you think?
I don't want to talk about the Yankees much, if I'm being honest.
I know they're your rival.
It's supposed to be a good news segment.
Yeah, right.
But you're saying the Braves don't have a chance, so one of the two?
Yeah, between him and I, it's the same NL team. The Yankees have a higher chance of winning it than the Mariners. So I think right now Giddens is on top.
Do you remember who my two teams were?
You had the Cubs.
The Cubs and the Orioles.
Oh, you're all over it, McCurley, in the morning. You were all over it.
Now Cubs got to get in, but if they do.
That's right. And I had the Cubs winning it all. He had the Yankees. Giddens had the Yankees, and, of course, you had the Braves.
Yeah.
So
I hope yours comes true, Poto. That's what I'm rooting for.
How many years has it been since the Cubs won the World Series?
2016. That's 8 years ago.
About how many before that?
108, I think it was.
And we need another one. Come on, man.
When's the last time the Orioles won?
1982.
Yeah, with Cal Ripken first being coming on board.
Yeah, and Baltimore is such a good baseball city when they're good. They are rocking right now.
Can you tell me who their manager was in 1982?
Earl Weaver.
Yes, sir. One of my favorite managers of all time.
No doubt about
it. He'd take the base up and throw it out in outfield.
Guys, let me leave y'all with this. Just one more thing. Speaking on the Ripkins, can't talk about it on the air, but when you got 30 seconds of downtime or so, go Google Billy Ripken error baseball card. That'll give you a good laugh here to start your week on a Monday. So just go Google it. Enjoyed talking baseball with you guys. That was so positive for me. Hope y'all enjoyed it. And go dominate your week, guys.
Yep, stretch run this week. Dominate it.